This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
All right, folks, we're about to have Paul Joseph Watson take over. I want to remind everybody, in case you didn't see, the full hour-long video, which is just an hour of gold, quite frankly, is at Bandot Video. There was a pro-mask rally. I'm not kidding you. A pro-mask, pro-vaccine rally in Austin, Texas yesterday at the state capitol. I went to see how it was. The full hour-long video is at Bandot Video. Here's just a five-minute snippet, but to find the full hour-long, go to band.video. Paul Joseph Watson takes over on the other side.
What is the percentage increase in death in the United States?
I am not a scientist.
So you haven't done your research. I'll tell you, it's 0%, sir. The death rate has gone up 0% in the deadliest pandemic in U.S. history. How is that?
That's impossible. I think
that is impossible. So this guy is the perfect example of a human that's really not even human anymore. His cell phone decides everything. His cell phone decides his politics.
That's right.
God forbid he loses internet. What will you do then?
I'd probably kill myself, bro.
Well, at least you'd be saving the world from global warming, right? But see, this is what people do. This is what the liberals do to the truth right here. They just drown it out. They just drown it out. They act like they can't hear it. They close their eyes. They close their ears. They don't want to know the truth. And this is why they're censoring everybody on the internet right now that speaks the truth, because they just want the truth out of their lives. It's inconvenient for their lives. It's inconvenient for their totalitarianism. Are you pro-government or pro-freedom?
That's a false equivalency. You can be both pro-government and pro-personal.
The government restricts your freedom.
Only to a point where it prevents you from restricting.
So you're pro-government?
I am pro-government to a point that prevents people from harming each other.
I'll give you credit. At least you're honest. You are pro-government.
Yes, sir.
So are you a communist? Do you want free stuff from the government?
For certain things, yes. Like the prevention of disease?
Excuse me, ma'am. Are you pro-government or pro-freedom? Pro-government or pro-freedom?
Well, I'm pro my body, my choice. So are you interested in women's rights?
So my body, my choice. So I don't want to take a vaccine or wear a mask. Is that okay?
I mean, I think if you want to die, that's fine with you.
I have never worn a mask and I don't take any vaccines and I'm still alive.
But you can get the fuck away from me because you don't have a mask on and I do.
But the mask protects you, right? Doesn't the mask protect you? It doesn't protect you.
What Ewok is trying to do is train people how to become union organizers in their workplace.
Teach them how to be communists, right?
Sure! Communism f***ing rules, dude!
Tell us more.
I'm going to end from a quote from, you know, Karl Marx. Workers of the world, unite! We have nothing to lose but our pain!
As we beg to put the mask on our faces!
Your suit's a little too small, man.
Stop!
We don't want communism.
But you know what's great?
Those are called muscles. If you worked out, you may know something. My brain's bigger than yours, too. The mask is actually an IQ test. You failed.
Did our sacrifice result in any action from our governor?
Yeah, you destroy your own prosperity. The government owes you nothing.
You're already battling food insecurity. Get the f*** away from me.
Yeah!
Hey.
Big tough one.
Come on.
Did that just threaten a woman?
You don't have to.
Wow, you threatened a woman. What a coward.
Now that you guys have finally subdued your communist energy, I want you to know that there was no pandemic. I know that's shocking that the television would lie to you, but go look at the death rate in the United States. The death rate in the United States of America did not go up a single percent. My body, my choice. If we don't want a vaccine and we don't want to wear a mask, that's our body, that's our choice. But all of a sudden, you're against my body, my choice. So it seems like all your other political policies, all your other political opinions are all hypocritical and all double-sided. If you look at the CDC's numbers for flu and pneumonia, they went down to zero. And if you look at the number of comorbidity deaths from COVID, it's 80%. 80% of COVID deaths were canceled.
brings you to get to this point. It's very bittersweet. Everything we've talked about has happened just like we said it would. And now we have a lot of credibility. But I don't care about that. I care about beating the New World Order. And it's because we have so much credibility, they can't allow us to stay on air much longer. And I don't have time to tell you all the stuff they're doing to us. For a lot of reasons, I can't tell you what's going on. But let's just say this. We're going to see this through to the end. We're going to stay on air as long as we can. So please pray for us and please buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're great products. Plus, they fund the operation. So you know, unlike other products you can buy, they're still great. Do they fund freedom? No, a lot of them don't. These are great products that fund freedom and fund justice when the whole world's waking up and looking for truth. That's why the globalists are censoring. They can't bring in all this tyranny and leave people like us on the air. So while you're at it, don't just financially support us and spread the word. Download everything we've done you can find and save it, because who knows how long we're going to be on the air, and the enemy is trying to destroy everything we ever said.
Transmitting worldwide from the Summit.News studios in the United Kingdom, you are listening to Paul Joseph Watson.
Welcome back, everybody, and we are live in Clown World once again. There was a famous individual, quite well known, called George Orwell, who once said, "The further a society drifts from truth, the more it will hate those who speak it." And boy, do we see that compounding day after day after day. Later on in the show, I'm going to get into how the latest thing to be cancelled, apart from Piers Morgan, who has finally left his show because he called Meghan Markle a liar, even though the vast majority of the British public agrees with that statement, he's finally being cancelled for daring to take on one of the archetypes of the woke mob. They finally got him for that. The other thing to be cancelled this week is the word normal. Yes, really. I'm going to get into that later on in the show. First, though, I'm here in the United Kingdom where we are still under lockdown, despite the fact that the overall number of deaths in the UK year on year has barely ticked up by a percentage point, despite the fact that 90% of coronavirus deaths occurred with a comorbidity. We're now being told that the coronavirus is set to come back, is set to surge later this year once again. The masks, the social distancing, the vaccines that we were all told to take, that we were all lectured, browbeaten, that we'd be killing granny if we didn't take, if we didn't comply. Well, apparently that doesn't matter. You see the headline there, which we had up yesterday. Bench day, big day for Brits as government allows them to sit on park benches. Yes. As of yesterday, March the 8th, the wondrous, beneficent, gracious state actually said, allowed us, gave us permission to meet another person from outside our own household for a coffee on a park bench. But not just a coffee, a picnic. Yes, they're allowing us to sit down in parks to have picnics with somebody who doesn't live in the same household as us. And basically, that's about it for the next 3 months. Next month, in about 5 weeks' time, we may, and that's the operative word, we may be allowed to get a haircut. We may be allowed to sit outside a pub and listen to this. Maybe, just maybe, in about 8 or 9 weeks' time, they might allow us to leave the country or even go on a domestic holiday. Yes, can you imagine how much we should be genuflecting in front of the state for graciously providing us with these freedoms? And of course, that is the point. Once they've set the precedent to take the freedoms away, they set the benchmark, no pun intended, that it's the government that gives you the freedoms, not that they're God-given or innate. And that gives them the justification to bring back these rolling lockdowns again and again and again. And that's precisely what they've indicated. Today, headline out of Summit News, top professor, new surge of coronavirus to return later this year. They just can't get enough of this lockdown. You really think they're going to end it on June the 26th or whatever it is? Apparently not. Despite the UK planning to lift all restrictions in June, the country's chief medical officer, who basically has got every lockdown model wrong, they said 500,000 people would die immediately if there was no widespread lockdown. Never happened, but you can trust them. He says there'll be a new surge of coronavirus later this year, opening up the possibility of lockdown being extended once again. And guess who's to blame? It's those dirty, non-compliant rebels who didn't take the vaccine. Once again, we called that. Professor Chris Whitty warned MPs today that all the modelling that's been proven wrong, Professor Ferguson, time and time again, the guy who was so confident in his own lockdown that he personally violated his own lockdown to go and bang his mistress who was married. Yes, he really believed in it to such an extent that the first available opportunity back in April, he was cavorting across London to meet up with a married mistress. That guy, that modelling, all the modelling in relation to COVID-19 shows that it will make a comeback at the end of the summer or in autumn. Well, imagine my shock. Whitty said the virus would target people who have failed to take the vaccine or those on whom it has been ineffective. So again, the dirty anti-vaxxers or even the people who aren't taking the vaccine, not necessarily because they think it's unsafe, but because they don't want to support the precedent that the government gets to inject you on a whim by force, basically, with these vaccine passports, with them now even still considering to this day people not being allowed to go to a pub, to a cinema, even to a shopping mall domestically if they haven't taken the vaccine. That's the main reason why it should be opposed, even beyond concerns about safety. That same government is now telling us, or at least the advisors who have created this disastrous policy that's led to thousands and thousands of untreated cancers that will lead to 1.5 million TB deaths across the third world, but apparently leftists don't care about people in the third world anymore. That same government is now telling us it's all going to return because, of course, they've got this Great Reset policy set in stone where they want to now bring it back on a whim at the drop of a hat. For anything, not just a new virus, not just a variant of coronavirus, but now, of course, climate lockdowns. And I'm going to get into that later on in the show. Oh, cities are so quiet. But Whitty said all the modelling suggests at some point we will get a surge in the virus. We hope it doesn't happen soon. It might happen later in the summer if we open up gradually, or if there is a seasonal effect, it might happen over the next autumn and winter. So once again, just as happened in 2020, they're going to give people freedom for a couple of months, maybe 3 months, and then they're going to say, oh no, it's back. Get back under de facto house arrest. Ban protest. Deplatform people who question the lockdown policy on social media, which is now happening. Of course, it was first COVID misinformation. Then it was questioning vaccines. Now it's basically questioning lockdown policy will get you deplatformed. He went on to say, but all the modelling suggests there is going to be a further surge, and when it happens, it will find the people who have not been vaccinated. Yes, they'll be infected, and then they'll spread it, and then they'll blame those people, which will officially grease the skids for official discrimination against people who either refuse to get vaccinated or who can't get vaccinated for medical reasons. As I write in the article, this enshrines the notion that freedoms aren't God-given or innate, but graciously provided by the government on the condition of total subservience, and that they can be instantly removed once again if that level of fealty isn't sufficient. Now, it's incredible when we look at the polls, and there was a headline that we had last week. Majority of Brits say they will miss some or many aspects of lockdown. Yes, the canary in the coal mine apparently really loves being in the coal mine. Stockholm syndrome writ large, a new opinion poll. And whether you believe these people are being honest when they're asked by these pollsters is very much up for debate. Anecdotal evidence suggests, from everyone I've spoken to, that people don't agree with this lockdown. They think it's complete BS. They think it's doing more harm than good. Every conversation I have, there seems to be a split down the middle of the people who you see out and about who wear masks outside when it's not even a law in this country that you have to wear masks outside, with that paranoid, shrieking look on their face. We're talking about the people who literally will jump out of the pavement into the road if they see you coming the other way without a mask. There are those people, and there's a lot of them, but there's also a huge portion of people who think it's all complete BS and that it needs to end now. Those people aren't reflected in the polls, so they're either not asking those people, all those people are lying to the pollsters, which is a great number of them, I would suspect. all these polls are just complete BS and completely dreamed up and manipulated, not to measure public opinion, but to manipulate public opinion. So there was a YouGov survey that asked participants, do you think you will or will not miss any aspects of lockdown when it's over? 9% of respondents said they would miss many aspects of lockdown. Yes, they love not being able to see their friends. They love seeing their businesses collapse, apparently. They love wearing face nappies. They love the government telling them when and when they can't sit on a park bench. So many great aspects. While 46% said they would miss some aspects of lockdown. So a majority of the British public, according to this poll, will miss some aspects of lockdown. How much does that have to do with the fact that they're getting 80% of their wage paid by the government to sit on their backsides and do nothing? Quite a lot, I would suggest. Don't go away.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
If you've been following the markets, then you know how huge the automation markets are becoming. Robotics, autonomous cars, and enterprise automation services are revolutionizing entire industries. The bottom line is that automation is powering the future. And you can find out which companies are leading the charge with your free subscription to AvidBiotech.Trends when you text the word trend to 48542. We've identified a cutting-edge company that's leading the industry in creating the next generation of robotics and automation. Get this cutting-edge intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device when you text the word TREND to 48542. Get ahead of the curve on robotics and automation industry leaders with your free research from Biotech Stock Trends. Text the word TREND to 48542. Text TREND to 48542. Text the word TREND to 48542.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203. We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You're listening to the Summit.News Radio Hour with Paul Joseph Watson.
Well, back. I was out running in the park the other day, and I saw a little booklet that had been dropped on the floor in the park. And the name of this booklet, the front cover, said, How to Be a Good Person. I would suggest How to Be a Good Person, rule number one, would be to not litter public parks. That would be step one in my book. And this is the thing, these masks, these face masks, I see them everywhere, on the street, in the park, they're everywhere. These people who grandstand about how sanctimonious they are about caring about other people's health, about social distancing, seem very keen on littering everywhere with these face masks. And this is the real question that hasn't been asked when we have this mask debate. Is the environmental impact that disposing or falsely disposing of these masks has had. We have a headline that speaks to that on Summit News today. Philippines coral reef covered with face masks. Yes, they're all being dumped in the ocean. They're all being added to the plastic islands that pollute the oceans across the world. They're all broken down into microplastics consumed by endangered marine life. Nobody cares. Nobody gives a damn. Same way, these leftists who pander about environmental issues don't give a damn about the third world when it comes to lockdown. 1.5 million deaths from untreated TB, experts have predicted, over the next 10 years. 500,000 children in the third world extra suffering from malnutrition as a result of the economic impact caused by lockdown. They don't care about that. Well, they'll scream at you in the street for not wearing a mask. They don't care about this either. Divers in the Philippines have discovered single-use face masks and other PPE covering precious coral reefs and being consumed by marine life as the impact of lockdown takes its toll on the environment. Oh, but we were told by the World Economic Forum that the cities are so much quieter. We were told by leftists that the CO2 emissions dropped so dramatically during the first lockdown that we need to have regular climate lockdowns again and again and again to save the planet. Those same people, I haven't seen them talking about this. PPE is washing up on coral reefs close to the Philippine capital, Manila, according to an estimate by the Asian Development Bank. During the peak of the COVID-19 outbreak, the city could have been generating up to 280 tons of extra medical waste per day. So this video that you're seeing on screen now shows divers from Anilo Scuba Dive Center in the Philippines, and they go, they find all these masks, they explain how they studied the coral reef after the country's initial lockdown and found it was littered with masks and PPE. And one of the divers is quoted in this video as saying, just 10 minutes into the dive, we saw around 10 to 12 masks, and we never had that before. Later on in this clip, it shows you them fishing out literal bags full of face masks, protective gloves, gauzes, other medical equipment related to COVID-19, related to lockdowns, related to social distancing, face shields as well. I saw a woman running in the park yesterday. She was doing physical exercise, not just wearing a face mask, wearing a visor as well. Now, even mainstream medical experts will say that's a choking hazard. That's something that will get you into breathing difficulties if you're doing vigorous exercise while smothering your face. But the face mask wasn't enough. She needed the whole plastic visor as well. Clown world behavior. This is how much people have been terrorized into complete compliance, an absurd submission that they'll literally risk their own lives and do vigorous physical exercise just so they can virtue signal at the same time. Absolutely incredible. So they're finding all these face masks covering the coral reef. Why that's a problem is explained because polymers inside the surgical masks are breaking down into microplastics, easily consumed by marine wildlife and the coral reefs that nurture them. But because the lockdown dropped CO2 emissions for a brief time. Lockdown's good for the environment, right? Even as it's killing off the marine life and growing the polluted plastic trash that festoons our oceans. They don't care about that. Divers say what they have seen in terms of mass littering the ocean is the tip of the iceberg. And then we had this other report from back in December by Oceans Asia, which concluded that around 1.5 billion face masks will be dumped into the sea and further contaminate the oceans with harmful plastic and damage vulnerable marine ecosystems. So there's already 269,000 tons of plastic polluting the water. The vast majority of that, by the way, is thanks to India and China, but we're the ones who are supposed to wash out all our little jam jars, otherwise we're killing the planet. Meanwhile, the Chinese, the Indians, literally just dump it into the ocean. No one cares. They're brown. Don't blame the brown people. So there's 269,000 tons already in the oceans. Masks will contribute an extra 7,000 tons of plastic to the oceans, according to this report by this environmental organization, which also said, quote, marine plastic pollution kills 100,000 marine mammals and turtles, over a million seabirds, and even greater numbers of fish, invertebrates, and other marine life. And then, of course, we eat a portion of that ourselves, and then we become ill. Penguins in Brazil have been found dead with masks inside their stomachs. So marine life, penguins, are already suffering the consequences of this dumping of the face masks into the ocean. Some of these environmental groups are putting out reports about it. The World Economic Forum doesn't seem so concerned. They're just too busy celebrating the fact that cities are slightly quieter and CO2 emissions have dropped slightly. There's an excellent article, by the way, which I'll read some of here. Over at Zero Hedge, the headline is The New Normal Phase 2. And it explains the current predicament we find ourselves in, especially with the top experts now saying that these rolling lockdowns will be brought back again and again and again. Quote from the article, it says, a globally hegemonic system has no external enemies. There is no territory outside the system. Its only enemies are within the system and thus by definition are insurgents, also known as terrorists and extremists. You've seen that narrative pick up since January 6th. These terms are utterly meaningless. Obviously, they're purely strategic, deployed against anyone who deviates from Global Cap's official ideology, which, in case you were wondering, is called normality, or in our case, currently, new normality. So again, the quote I said at the start of the show, the further a society drifts from truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. It's not just people who deviate from the official COVID narrative. It's people who merely question reality, and the punishment for those people who question reality, as we're told that this global pandemic, which has barely caused any uptick in the overall death rate of any major country, is not as fearsome as we are being told. It's not just that we can question that reality and face consequences. It's now got to the point where we can't even be allowed to exist in reality, and that's when the deplatforming comes in. That's when now you get banned not just for being anti-vax, but for questioning lockdown policies. Now you're literally labeled an extremist, a terrorist, for questioning lockdowns that provably, according to many experts, will kill way more people than the virus itself. Don't go away.
As you know, we're always upping our game at InfoWars, and we brought you a new supplement, a new product that we know you're going to love, especially if you have trouble sleeping. It is Down and Out. We don't mean bankrupt under a bridge. We mean down in your bed, sleeping hard throughout the night. It's got 4 milligrams of high-quality melatonin. It's got 25 milligrams of passion flower. It's got 50 milligrams of valerian root extract concentrate. It's got 100 milligrams of lemon balm and 150 milligrams of German chamomile. formula. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a very strong formula. I recommend you only take a quarter or a half the first time. It's liquid, so it goes right into your body fast. If you take it sublingually under the tongue, oh, talk about blasting off asleep. It's incredible. It's basically a liquid formula of Rocket Rest. It's so popular, we can't keep it in stock. Get yours today, down and out, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. 40% off out of the gates with free shipping while supplies last. Down and out, InfoWarsStore.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Live from London, England, it's Paul Joseph Watson with Summit.News.
Well, of course, we had the big Oprah interview with Prince Harry and Meghan Markle, the couple, the royal couple, who says they are chagrined to attract media attention. The one thing they hate most is media attention. That's why she does Vanity Fair covers. That's why they do interviews with Oprah Winfrey that get 17 million views, because they really hate media coverage and just want to be private. Of course, that controversy continues with Piers Morgan stepping down from his show today. I'm going to get onto that in a minute, because he called a liar, essentially. There's an article on Spiked Online called The Unbearable Victim Complex of Meghan Markle. Bearing in mind, during this interview, she claimed that she never even Googled Prince Harry before she married him and didn't know who he was. And we're supposed to believe that, and we're supposed to believe everything else. This cult of victimhood that they truly embody, which has come to represent one side of the political argument in the culture war, And that's what Brendan O'Neill speaks to in his article. He says, quote, there's something else going on too, something that goes far beyond Harry falling out with his dad or Meghan versus Kate. More fundamentally, we're witnessing a culture clash, a conflict between the contemporary cults of victimhood and identity politics, as now keenly represented by Harry and Meghan, and the older ideals of duty, self-sacrifice, stoicism, and keeping your SHIT together, as embodied by the Queen and as aspired to by most Brits in recent decades. Excellent article, which really lays out the reality behind the situation. You also had the claim during this interview, and we're going to get onto Nigel Farage's comments on this in a moment, that there was a conversation within the royal family, and that this was a horrendously racist thing to have even taken place, about how dark the colour of the baby's skin would be, given that Meghan Markle is, what, 25% black on her mother's side. Those conversations were taking place on Twitter amongst verified liberals before the baby was born. That was the origin of those conversations, with them celebrating, gloating, virtue signaling about how dark the baby would be. It was their obsession that started it, and now they claim that it originated from within the royal family, a conversation as to how dark the skin would be. That was a conversation originated by leftists saying, oh, won't all these conservative racists be horrified if the baby comes out half black? You started that, and then she gets up with Oprah and blames the royal family for starting that conversation. Another example of complete BS. Here's Nigel Farage talking about this issue. Let's roll it.
So the big story of the day is, of course, Harry and Meghan is dominating everything, and it will go on doing so for a very long time. It seems in America that they're gaining a lot of support. People feel sorry for them. They've got what's called mover's advantage. They've got their side of the story out first. I'm not sure how the royal family are going to respond to this. They've been put in a very, very difficult spot. But, you know, all of this was so predictable. I remember thinking at the time of the wedding, and I was doing some work for Fox News on the wedding. I remember thinking, why is Oprah Winfrey there? I mean, Meghan met her once. I think she planned a big Hollywood career on the back of being a princess right from the very word go, and that Harry was just too weak to deal with it. But just look at the accusations that are being made. Look at the charge against the royal family of racism. Now, everyone knows when a baby's on the way, there's always speculation. What will it look like? Who will he or she look like? What colour will their hair be? How big will they be? What will they weigh? I don't know whether somebody in the royal household made a comment about what the colour might be. I don't know the truth of that. I really honestly don't. But when Meghan was questioned on that, you know, did somebody in the royal household ask what colour the baby would be? She said, potentially. Either way, we won't know. But it is the slur of racism against the royal family which really upsets me. The Queen is coming up now for 70 years, not just the Queen of our country, but head of the Commonwealth. She and the royal family have ceaselessly, over the decades, toured round the Commonwealth, something that has meant so much to them. The vast majority of the 2.3 billion people that live in the Commonwealth are Asian or black. You could argue the royal family have done more for people of colour than any other family or group of people in the world. So that charge, to me, just doesn't stand up. As for this whole business about mental health, about bullying, about being silenced, well, you know, she might have thought she was joining a soap opera, but she was joining the royal family. Maybe she thought she was going to replace Lady Di. Maybe she thought she was going to be the centre of all attention. But the idea that she has somehow been done down or discriminated against in any way is nonsense. The crowds that were there on the day of the royal wedding, the street parties that took place across the country, the media, it was wall to wall. Do you remember her going to Brixton? They were cheering, "We love you, Meghan." I can't think of anything, any negativity in the press at the time of their wedding. Sure, criticism followed. It always does, if you're a public figure with the English tabloid press. That goes with the territory. But this all started because Harry and Meghan were lecturing us about climate change, about carbon emissions, whilst flying around the world in private jets. And that was when the criticism began. So off they went to Canada, to live in isolated Canada, because they didn't want the press speculation, really. Well, now, Harry's on the James Corden show. They're both appearing, and a two-hour special with Oprah Winfrey. If you haven't watched the CBS output last night, you can, if you wish, see it on ITV today. But it's all about victimhood. It's all about how badly they've been treated, and they are posing an enormous threat to the royal family, who are going to find it, as I said before, very tough to answer some of these negatives. I kind of grew up thinking that Edward VIII, Wallace Simpson, these were really bad people. And yet, when you look at it, you know, they were interviewed, did sit down in their house in Paris in about 1970, and both of them were loyal to the crown, did not say disobliging things about it to their dying day, despite the fact they were treated very, very harshly indeed. So we need to get the word out in America. I've been trying a bit today on some American media channels that this is one side of a story and that actually they've behaved badly. And as for Harry, well, whatever my criticisms are of Meghan, they are nothing as compared to how I feel about Prince Harry. To publicly betray members of your own family in front of the world's media the way that he has done is, I think, nothing short of being absolutely despicable. And when he says, oh, my father wasn't promising us lots of money, well, of course not, because he wasn't prepared to go on doing the job. The most damning thing that I've heard about Prince Harry is there he was, Captain General of the Royal Marines. And on the day there was a Royal Marine event, a fundraising event, where was he? In Leicester Square, talking to the boss of Disney, Bob Iger, and overheard saying to Eisner, my wife would like some voiceover work. So don't talk to us about duty being universal. We saw a better sense of duty, I think, from the Queen talking about Commonwealth Day, which of course is today. I think the time has come to strip them of their royal titles. They are clearly intent on, number one, destroying the monarchy, and number two, making themselves as bigger stars, as bigger leaders of the woke revolution in America and the rest of the world. It's a very, very sad day for this country. I have no sympathy for either of them whatsoever. She must have known what she was getting into. He was born into a life of privilege. I know it was an awful thing to lose his mother in such a public way at that young age. But if we destroy the monarchy, we destroy something very special about this country. I think that's what they're intent on doing. And I'm going to do my best over the next week.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You're listening to Summit News with Paul Joseph Watson. How you like me now?
How you like me now? Well, Piers Morgan is out. He's officially been cancelled. He dared to criticise the patron saint of woke, in the form of Meghan Markle, the archetype that they're now desperately protecting, beautifying. This is the person beyond reproach. Despite the fact that she's been caught lying time and time again, we have to believe her claim that she was suicidal, that she's oppressed, living in a multi-million dollar mansion in Hollywood at this point. We have to believe that. We have to toe the line. Interesting that Morgan pandered to these pro-lockdown narratives for the entirety of the past year. He was on the side of the deep state, the lockdown establishment. In that context, he faced no problems whatsoever. But as soon as he criticized the patron saint of woke, Meghan Markle, he was out the door, despite the fact that the majority of the British people agree with Piers Morgan that basically she's a grifter, she's a liar. This is out of Spiked Online. The British people want a hard Megxit. A YouGov poll released shortly before the couple's interview with Oprah showed 23% have not very much sympathy for them. That's Harry and Meghan Markle. And 33% have no sympathy for them. Just 29% said they sympathise with Harry and Meghan's plight, such as it is. Then they did another poll after the interview aired, which again showed that the majority of the British people agreed with Piers Morgan. 47% of respondents said it was inappropriate for the pair to take part in the interview, while just 21% said it was appropriate. So the majority of Brits agree with Piers Morgan. He went on this year-long jag promoting lockdown despite its many myriad harmful impacts. But as soon as he crossed that red line of criticizing the goddess, the new Diana, Meghan Markle, he was out the door. Piers Morgan cancelled. Good Morning Britain host quits ITV after storming off set during the show. Looks like they gave him a deal where he could claim that he decided to leave rather than they fired him. So that happened just a couple of hours ago. Sticking with the subject of woke, though, there's an article here out of Sky News. Now, of course, we get this controversy every year in America with the Oscars. Oscars so white! To the point where they literally had to have 50% or more of the nominees be black or ethnic minority, despite the fact that, what, America is, what, 74% white? 13% black, by the way, which if you look at the Oscar nominations over the past couple of decades, is precisely in line with the black population of the United States. It's roughly around 13% of nominations, or it was until a few years ago. So it was actually diverse. It was representative of the number of black people in America being nominated for Oscars. Well, now we have a similar situation in the UK, where the BAFTAs, which, by the way, now have to not only hire BAME actresses and actors and producers, writers, staffers for all their movie productions, they also have to represent BAME narratives in the movies. So now they've got it down to the level of indoctrination where they literally have to amend the script to satisfy this woke mob. Headline out of Sky News, BAFTA Awards 2021. Nomadland and Rocks lead nominations as improvements made on diversity. Improvements made. Okay, let's break down mathematically how those improvements have percolated into this controversy, because this followed the hashtag BAFTASoWhite criticism, which took place last year. So now to address that, it says the majority of the 24 nominees are from black, Asian, and ethnic minority groups. The shortlist of the big award, the best film features of The Father, The Mauritian, The Promising Young Woman, and The Trial of Chicago 7, as well as Nomadland. So they've made over half of the 24 nominees for the British Film Awards black or ethnic minority. And they call this, and I quote, an improvement on diversity, okay? The last census in the United Kingdom showed that 87% of the population was white. So if you want true diversity, if you want true representation of all races, because that's what it's about, that's what we're told it's about, equality, on average, 87% of the nominations for actors, actresses, you can't say actresses anymore, you have to call them actors, would be for white people. But no, they've literally made it more than 50% non-white people, and they call it diversity when 87% of the population is white. It's like when that Scottish Justice Secretary or Home Secretary, the one who's trying to pass the hate speech law, which will literally criminalise dinner party conversations, went on a rant and he went through all the major positions in the Scottish government, pointing out that most of them were filled by white people. Yeah, Scotland is 98% white. They're going to generally be filled by white people. That's like going to Nigeria and complaining that there aren't enough white people in the Nigerian government. So they've made over half of the nominees black. It's racially discriminatory tokenism. If I was a talented BAME actor, I would want to be recognized for my talent, not for some blasé, pathetic, superficial virtue-signaling tokenism, but that's what's happening with the BAFTAs. Oh, but it's so diverse. We've eliminated more than 50% of white people from the nominations because we're so anti-racist. Okay. Meanwhile, Normal gets cancelled as Unilever vows to drop word from all brands. Now, this is a corporation, by the way, which has been embroiled in multiple serious toxic waste, environmental deforestation, forced labor, and child labor scandals over the past 10 years. But they've taken the knee to the woke mob. They've caved. They've submitted. and now they're joining the cause to ban offensive words. So I guess all those actual social justice and environmental scandals will now be forgotten by the left. Because the next thing to be cancelled is apparently the word normal, with corporate giant Unilever vowing to ban the use of the description on all its products. They said that brands would remove the word normal from advertising and packaging. So basically, you know, you get a skincare brand, which is for normal skin. You get a shampoo brand, which is for normal hair, meaning non-greasy, non-dry. No, that's not allowed anymore. You can't use the word normal. It's discriminatory. It's hateful to call anything normal. And so now this corporate giant has said, and they've put out this sanctimonious video promo saying that they're going to ban the word normal forevermore. Once again, we have major corporations like Unilever, Adidas, Nike, all engaging in this rampant virtue signaling. We had Boohoo, the fashion brand Boohoo, last week come out with yet another forced labor scandal. This is one of the corporations that went to great lengths to virtue signal about how much they care about black lives. They posted the black square blackout Tuesday. They donated to Black Lives Matter organizations while simultaneously employing slave labor in their factories in Leicester, an area of the United Kingdom, a town in the United Kingdom, which has a large minority population. So while they're simultaneously abusing employees, using slave labor in their factories, they're posting the black square on Twitter and Instagram, so they're completely forgiven. The exact same situation with Unilever, which I listed some of their scandals in this article. If I had listed them all, it would have gone on for about 5 pages. They've been blamed for massive deforestation in Indonesia because they purchased palm oil from this company that was destroying the forest. They were named as one of the world's top 10 plastic polluters. They had to issue a court settlement, but they had to pay a bunch of employees in an Indian subsidiary, a factory, where they literally dumped toxic mercury waste into the rivers. And they were also involved in a forced labor and child labor scandal, again, based off of that subsidiary that was involved in the palm oil. So they can literally employ child labor, forced labor. They can dump toxic waste in the river. They can be engaged in massive deforestation in Indonesia. But they've banned a word. So all is forgiven, right? Absolutely incredible. And we see the same thing with all these woke corporations. They put out the sanctimonious virtue signaling to get the free multi-million dollar advertising. They're all praised on social media. You scratch half an inch below the surface, and there's rampant anti-social justice behavior amongst all these woke corporations. But again, it's glossed over. It's hidden under the carpet because they posted the black square. Meanwhile, Burger King women belong in the kitchen tweet backfires horrendously. You can go and read about that on summitnews.com. International Women's Day ruined once again because these global corporations basically want to celebrate themselves. That's it, summit.news.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.